Hey everybody, and welcome to Savvy Talk, where we talk about communications and PR strategies with your host, Maha Abulaneen. And Maha, what are we going to talk about today?
Today we're talking about some of the biggest mistakes that brands have made when it comes to PR. So epic PR fails, pretty much.
Do you have tips or things that people should watch out for so that they avoid these mistakes?
Yeah, I mean, some of the greatest companies around the world who have the greatest communications teams make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes in business and in life. So it's bound to happen. And they are doing it in front of the world, which is even more embarrassing. So we just want to say, what can we learn from what these companies have done? Or what are some lessons that I've learned in my career that people have made mistakes that if we could avoid them, everyone would be smarter and better and even stronger.
So what would be number one on Maha's list?
So the first one is not being prepared. So there's several things that come into not being prepared. So you're going out with a story or you're trying to launch something and you're really not prepared yet. So starts with a couple of things. One is everyone trained? Like, is everyone trained on the key messages? What are we supposed to be talking about? What are we focusing on? Training is really the skill that helps communicators stand out. So making sure everyone's on the same page. Secondly, is try to think about who is the person in charge, the main spokesperson for whatever you're trying to do. So don't have it be left to chance, like, okay, if some problem comes up or if we're trying to promote something and, you know, something positive, who's going to be the one person we're going to put out in front? We should identify that person and also make sure that they're trained. Three, we should kind of make sure that if we're going to pitch something to a journalist or we want to go out to the media, that we're kind of prepared in terms of, you know, reading, you know, what kind of stories they like to talk about, or if we're going to go on a TV show, which segment should we be on? So doing our homework and being prepared. Some of the companies that have failed have not done their homework and have misplaced messages or people or content because they didn't really put the work in to get the homework done in advance.
And the same thing could be true also for in a case of crisis, right? So if you're not prepared well in advance for a crisis, you would run into the same pitfalls where the people are not trained and the communication isn't proper, right?
That's so true. It's absolutely true. The second biggest mistake that I see is people having context. So, you know, being tone deaf about like what's happening in the world around them. Like, oh, if you have a launch date and you've set it, but then something happens in the marketplace or the environment, you need to adapt your messages and your timing based on what's happening around you. So one of the examples I was thinking about, like what a challenge it would be right now for the people that are selling tickets to this thriller show that's it's a theatrical play and all the negative publicity that's around Neverland and around Michael Jackson, and people are struggling about how they feel about Michael Jackson as an artist versus a human. And so how would that impact their sales? And should they go out and do advertising? Should they do a PR campaign saying we got Michael Jackson's show here? Context is super important when it comes to communications and making sure that you are not tone deaf, that you are aware of what's happening. Is really, really important.
So you can't just because something has happened, but you're in the middle of your PR campaign or you've already sold tickets, you can't just keep going. You have to change. You might have to even shut down the show or refund tickets or deal with whatever the PR crisis is so that you don't, you know, you'd land up offending and actually getting a lot more negative coverage on social media and among the people, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's also relevant to like what's happening. Like the whole world right now is talking about tolerance and it's talking about, you know, this crisis in the U.S. with the colleges and the students and the entitlement. And, you know, so we need to be careful that if we're going to promote something that's related to any of those topics, we have to be really super relevant, really aware and alert on context because it matters. The third biggest mistake that we see companies make is timing, like not responding fast enough. Are they mastering rapid response? Like if you have a problem or you have something that happens to your business or your company, some of the companies that fail the biggest are the ones that don't respond fast enough to something that happened.
And then how about the opposite? Because, you know, you mentioned on a previous episode as well that sometimes, you know, you shouldn't react too quickly as well. So how do you bring that balance?
That's super important point. So in a crisis, you want to respond quickly if it's something that you feel you need to clean up or respond to because it affects a lot of customers. The other thing on timing too is don't jump in too soon. Let the dust settle. Let the truth come out. Let the facts reveal themselves. Don't insert yourself into a story that might end up harming your business because you reacted too quickly to the situation that was at hand. So timing is really, really important. This is a good reason why you hire someone with communications expertise, is they have that strategic thinking on timing, on message, when to actually, you know, throw your hat in the ring and when to really step back and take a difficult decision to hold on, because it's very hard. Like, I know a lot of CEOs I've worked with are very emotional when their brand is being attacked and they want to get out there and respond. And it's really difficult, but I'm like, we need to hold on. We shouldn't, you know, marry our ideas to the emotions of what's happening. And let's take a step back and develop a strategy based on the outcomes and by listening to what people are talking about.
Okay, so what's next?
The fourth biggest mistake that companies make when it comes to PR and communications is really not following up. Let's say, for example, you offer people a chance to win something. Let's say, for example, a trip. And they have this heartwarming story and they win the opportunity to go. They go on this life-changing mission. Then what happened? Like, get another bump of publicity from it by telling people what happened after they came back, how it changed their lives, the impact that you had on them. One of the ways you can leverage a story is by letting people feel that they're part of it. So by having that follow-up, you're able to continue the story and help people understand exactly what took place. The fifth biggest mistake that companies make is they miss an opportunity. So when we talk about always listening to what consumers are talking about, getting in touch with customers and what their sentiment is about a certain topic or issue, missing an opportunity has two sides to the coin. So newsjacking, which means like something is happening and we want to be a part of the story. So that's a great opportunity. A lot of businesses miss a great opportunity to get involved in news cycles. The second one is, if they mess up, there's an opportunity they have to win over customers. So, you know, how can you turn something really negative into something super positive?
Yeah, so I think this is an example we kind of touched on a few episodes ago, where if you have someone that is really upset with you for some reason and you just don't do anything with that, right? Like, you don't take an opportunity to try and win him over or to try and at least reach out to that customer and talk to him, you know, you're missing out on something.
I agree with you. I think one of the things that makes my job and communications people's jobs interesting is there's lots of opportunities to make stories happen around context of what's happening in everyone's lives. So, for example, if I were working for a shoe company and the Nike shoe blew out, I may have jumped on that as an opportunity to say that our shoes don't blow up, you know? The big takeaway should be listening. So always listening to your customers so that you can see something happening before it becomes a problem, and try to make sure that you have the right training in place, the right listening tools, the good spokesperson ready to go, and that you actually follow up and care about your customers. I think the companies that fail are the ones that didn't respond quick enough, and there's so much to learn about what not to do. And we don't give enough credit to the companies that do it well. So I think we should dedicate an episode to the companies that really do a good job so we can also learn lessons from them as well. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to today's episode. I would be super grateful if you can give me a review and give me some feedback. And don't forget, you can always hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Or send us an email at im@digitalandsavvy.com. Thanks for listening.